And I am here in studio with Donna Buckley. She's a Democrat. She's running for the sheriff in Barnstable County. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Christine. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
Absolutely. And of course, because I am a woman of a certain generation, are you the first woman that has run for this job in Barnstable County?
Yes, I am.
So that, okay, a trailblazer here. Sheriff Cummings retired. He's been in that office, what, over 20 years?
Sheriff is retiring in January. And okay. He would have been there for 24 years.
Okay, so that's just so, and I wanted to go through a couple of the nuts and bolts part of the job because we, you know, here it's inside baseball for us because we deal with a lot of law enforcement and the sheriff's department, et cetera. And I think people may make assumptions about what that office is about, but maybe you can explain it a little bit. I always heard it was the keeper of the keys, and it kind of evolved a little bit from that.
So our sheriff, the concept of sheriff comes back from, you know, comes from our colonization days. But in today's Massachusetts, the role of our sheriffs in Massachusetts is care and custody of inmates at our jails. It's not a public-facing law enforcement position. That's done by our local police, the state police, the environmental police. Our sheriffs are responsible for correction, rehabilitation, and treatment, and they are the deciding factor in cutting down on the devastating cycle of recidivism.
Mm-hmm. Now, also, and I think a lot of people use the terms like House of Correction and jails interchangeably, but with the House of Correction, what's the limit that somebody will be there? Is it 2 or 2.5 years?
Yes. Yeah, so at our jails, the jails typically refer to people who are being held pre-trial, which are under the purview of the sheriff. And then the House of Correction is someone who's sentenced for a misdemeanor, which is a lesser crime, and the longest sentence is 2.5 years. And those, the jail and the House of Correction, are under the sheriff. We also have a state Department of Correction where people are sentenced for serious felonies. Mm-hmm. And that does not fall under the purview of our sheriffs.
Okay, because I know a lot of people, I think that's kind of interchangeably. Now, you're an attorney and you have worked for the sheriff.
Yes, I've been an attorney for 37 years. I've worked representing police officers, police unions, firefighters, educators. And the last 4 years I spent as the general counsel to the Barnstable County Sheriff's Office. Really challenging and an interesting job, probably one of the most exciting, because when you think about from 2018 to today, criminal justice and especially conditions of confinement have been at the forefront of the public policy discussions and as they relate to mental health and addiction.
So what would you say, what is your philosophy of the office? How do you, what would your approach be if you are elected sheriff? What's your philosophy of the care and custody of the inmates? Any big changes, things the same?
So what we know is, and data establishes, that the best way to cut down on recidivism, meaning that when people are released from jail, we want to make sure we do everything possible so they don't come back. And the best way to do that is not with punishment or warehousing, but is with programs and treatment and you and having robust, intensive opportunities while we have people 24/7 to give them the tools and resources they need to succeed when they are released.
So is that part of, I know one of the phrases we hear a lot is restorative justice. Is that something that you're part of?
It's not, actually restorative justice is another level of the conversation. That is a process. Norway, for instance, is a great example of a country that uses restorative justice as part of its practices. Mm-hmm. Here, we're simply looking at, you know, getting our hands around how do we deal with jails that are filled with people dealing with mental illness and addiction, and how do we provide them with treatment and services and connections to community partners so that they have a shot at rebuilding their lives when they're released and they don't commit more crimes, that there aren't more victims.
Now, I know that your sheriff's department there, I believe, like in Plymouth County, had a BCI division. Is that something that still happens on the Cape through your office?
Yes. I think, you know, currently our sheriff's office, you know, the primary core mission is correction, rehabilitation, and treatment. Mm-hmm. We also provide services through PSAP, a communications center, and we also have a Bureau of Criminal Investigation, which can support local law enforcement, but not do their job for them. Mm-hmm. And those are things that I think my term as the next sheriff is an opportunity to modernize and professionalize those so that we can actually be of the best value to the county.
What do you think your three top goals would be to be in the sheriff. Now, the sheriff's term is what? Is it 6 years?
Yes.
Okay, so it gives you time to really get in there and get some things done. What would you think your top three goals would be if you got elected?
So I know from sitting in the chair from day one of the things that we have to do is make inmate services an executive level position at our sheriff's office in Barnstable County. You know, it's unique to every sheriff's office has a different organizational structure. But in order to accomplish the goal of cutting down on recidivism, inmate services has to be as important to the organization as safety and security of the inmates and safety and security of the staff. So that's sort of goal number one. Goal number two for Barnstable County, because we are an outlier here, we're the only county in Massachusetts, the only county in New England that still has an agreement with Immigration and Customs Enforcement to essentially deputize sheriff's employee to do the civil work of ICE. That's a diversion from the core mission. It takes away resources and money from that could be used. So I would end that agreement on day one. And I would make sure that the things that we are doing that don't relate to supporting correction, rehabilitation, and treatment, like for instance, Barnstable County Sheriff's Office has a boat, a marine unit, that even though the sheriff has no jurisdiction on the water, and our sheriff's office isn't on the water, it was the product of a federal grant, but it is a divergence from our mission. So we would, and we need those resources. We need those staff, and we need the money that it costs to run the boat for mental health and addiction treatment. The other thing that we need to do right away is examine the current policies and procedures regarding the safekeeping of inmates. There were two suicides at the jail within 14 hours on between August 16th and August 17th. There was a death of an inmate in the jail in June. And you know, tragedies like that happen, but we need to make sure that we are not relying on policies and procedures that are not designed to prevent those kinds of tragedies.
Give me three sentences that describe who you are.
Okay. I am a passionate advocate for making sure that our governmental systems work. That means giving our employees the tools and resources they need to do their jobs and making sure that our governmental system is a good steward of our tax dollars. I spent the last 4 years at the sheriff's office, and I want to be able to use my skills dealing in the public sector, dealing with employees, understanding the criminal justice system, to make our sheriff's office the best it can be and use the resources that we have.
And if people want to find out more about your campaign, do you have a website or Facebook page they can go to?
Yes, we are on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we just went on TikTok, www.buckley4sheriff.com or buckley4sheriff.com. You can check us out and let me know if you have any more questions.
That's terrific. Again, that's Donna Buckley. She's a Democrat. She's running for sheriff in Barnstable County, and we wish you luck, and we'll check in with you again on election night. We'll put this interview up online too. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Christine.